Welcome to the show, Nicole Latissier, who I just found out that you are part of the club that keeps those trains running out at the WDM that we love so much.
So yeah, I volunteer at the WDM, and our club is called the Saskatoon Railway Modelers.
Excellent.
And we run the train models there at the WDM. We have three different kinds.
Well, I tell you what, my grandson loves those trains. He has been a little bit saddened because they haven't been running, but I understand we're back in gear again.
Almost. So behind the big glass where it shows a depiction of prairie life,
yep.
That's the little HO scale trains. They're like an inch and a half high.
Right.
And they ran for 30 years nonstop. But they quit right at Christmas.
Right.
We couldn't get them running. So we took everything apart and found out that the wiring in there is like 35 years old and it's obsolete.
Absolutely.
So we've hired a Larry, he's a retired electrician, and a gentleman who works there, Billy. And then we have three great guys on the Saskatoon Railway Modelers. I'm going to give them a shout. It's Nick, Braden, and Garrett. And they have spent, there's 15 wires per inch. So they have meticulously been replacing all those wires all the way across. And that's now done. They're just hooking up the controls and getting a new panel on the wall to control them. Was
wow.
Almost ready to get them back in order.
We do have some trains running out there right now, though, don't
yes.
we?
Yeah, we have the big G-scale trains. Those are 7 inches high, and they're the ones that are behind the wall. It's a 50-foot long, 20-foot ride train display. It goes through the town of Harmony, Wolf Creek Pass, the forest, and to the Anderson Farm. And we run two engines, a steam engine and a diesel engine. And we're the only ones that offer a cell phone train ride. We hook your cell phone to the back of the steam engine, and we put it on record, and it records the whole 3-minute ride around the whole display. So
hey.
You take it home and watch it over and over.
I've had a couple of those videos taken already. That's always so much fun. I did not realize that it was a group that was looking after that. You know what?
Yes.
Salute to you guys, because it's a lot of work, but the kids love it. Actually, the adults love it, too. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, because we're all adults and we love the train display. And I do have an update, too, on there's another bigger train behind the glass wall where the kids could turn the knobs and get the two trains running.
Yes, I know that one.
Well, that wiring also broke just recently. So we've ordered two new switches for those, and they'll be going in shortly as well. And they're going to be no longer turned. They're going to be buttons, a stop, a slow, and a fast, and the kids can control the buttons.
Right on. Nicole, you have been a font of information. I thank you for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome.